All right, y'all, it's spring, and you know what that means. It's time to start planning our summer festival traveling. Yep, it's time to get into my Airbnb bag cross-country, a.k.a. Time to visit my homes all across the country. And you know what I never think about? Why not list my own spot on Airbnb and host some folks at my house? I mean, my house is cute. Yes, let's make money while we're spending money. Just trying to help you out, man, because your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Questlove Supreme is a production of iHeartRadio. This classic episode was produced by the team at Pandora.
What's up? It's Sugar Steve. Here is part two of the QLS classic that people have been requesting in the comments and reviews, and it's a funny one. I know, because I was there. Desus and Miro, part two, from May 8th, 2019, episode 134. Oh, and remember to revisit part one if you haven't, which is also available.
And we are back, y'all, with part two of our interview with Desus and Miro. Look, it was wild last week. My mom didn't disown me, you know what I'm saying? But it gets even crazier this week, and I hope you're ready for it. Nah, just listen. This part two, Desus and Miro.
I have to say, did we learn anything this episode?
I feel like we've been yelling for like
3 hours. Yeah.
Wait, my point.
Steve hasn't said shit.
Yeah, Steve has been quiet.
Ask one question, please.
Steve was off the edible.
This is the one episode where you weren't funny or said anything.
You didn't say shit, Steve.
I didn't have to say shit.
You were like, bagel.
Steve, ask us some.
Steve didn't have to cover for the rest of us.
No, I heard you guys like the Yankees, though. So
like the Yankees?
Yeah.
Sir, 27 rings. I die on this shit.
Yo, fam, I fuck with the Yankees so hard that I see CC Sabathia at a Knick game, and I texted him, and I was like, yo, can you give me a ride back into Jersey? And he was like, ain't no doubt, cuz.
For real?
Do you understand how many times when I get drunk, I've had ex-girlfriends like, stop. Like, they're dragging me from tattoo parlors. I'm like, no, I'm getting the Yankees logo on my neck. Like that. Every time I get drunk, that's what I want to do. Like, I've stopped now that I'm on Showtime. But listen, it's a new season. Like, you know, anything's possible.
So y'all must have been real depressed in 2004.
Oh yeah,
2004 was
probably 2004
worst.
Y'all must have been real depressed.
No, let me tell you what happened.
I was in Boston,
ma'am. I went to a bar every night. Not a bar in New York. Not a bar in the Bronx. I went into Manhattan every night to watch the game. And at the game three, I'm like,
we got this.
We cooking you, blah blah blah. Game seven. Not only do we lose, it's raining as I leave the night. I leave the bar. I trip. I cut my G-Star jeans.
Ooh.
G-Star raw.
I like have the wild cut on my knee. You can see exposed bone. Now I'm on the 2 train going home. I'm like silently snops. Like, and I have like head-to-toe Yankee gear. And this lady gets on the train 96 PC. Did we win? Everyone on the train is crying. What do you think?
See,
we didn't win.
Dog, I was fucking with a shorty that was from Dorchester.
Rivieras.
No, that was a different one. No. She was biracial, and her grandmother was dumb racist.
Oh,
which was crazy, because I just had to sit there and just like eat, because she was like 99 years old. Feel me? So it's like,
you ain't
checking
a
99. You feel me? Like, you ain't changing their mind. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, I'm just sitting there, and she's just talking all crazy. Like,
she's like, I owned you.
I was like, ma'am, my parents came here in the 70s.
No, I own you. I got the papers right here.
Yo, it was wild. But now,
oh my God, wait. Zara just sent me.
Uh-oh.
You tweeted Tucker Carlson.
Oh, fuck Tucker Carlson.
You feel me? You are Zara's hero if you knew who Zara was. Zara's like the
she
most
loves Tucker Carlson.
White bread.
Yeah, there
is. What's wild is didn't John Stewart got Tucker Carlson out of the paint like years ago, and then he just popped back up on Fox News.
Yeah, because he was on CNN.
You know what? Him and Ben. Also, I want like take this case out to right now to say Ben Shapiro, I will make you piss blood if I ever see you in the streets. But it's just like there's a lot of people on Twitter, a lot of conservative people that just tweet, and you can see they've never been punched in the face.
Yeah, straight up.
And there's like
there's
repercussions for things you tweet. And I think niggas need to start beating up conservative tweeters.
That's really it. That's like what I'm saying. If you get duffed in the face, there's a certain
you learn a lesson.
You learn humility.
You know what can happen to you.
Yeah.
It ain't you ain't above that.
Because the whole time before it happens, you're like, oh my god, what if I get punched in the face? What does it feel like? What happens?
Then you get two pieces. You're like, oh shit,
that
wasn't that bad.
That was character building.
Like, all right, cool.
I ate those.
When's the last time you've been in a brawl though?
Like a brawl?
A brawl. Let's see. Probably when I was doing security.
Down the street, right?
Wait, how many jobs you had, yo?
You might be a mirror. Like,
I've had. You want me to go? I can
name them.
You want me to name 10 jobs right now? I've done construction. I've been a mechanic. I sold domain names. I installed DNS servers for the internet. I've been a web administration. I've done. Black Enterprise. I was a small business reporter for Black Enterprise magazine. I scanned in lithographs for the New York Public Library for the Digital Library Project. I worked on the Schomburg digitalizing slavery artifacts. I was on a street team for Chico the Barge.
Yes.
I went to jail for Chico the Barge.
Wait, what?
He was in jail. Chico the Barge went to jail for Chico
exactly.
the Barge.
Exactly. I was like, nothing in life is guaranteed. How? Joe's next to me.
How?
No, what happened was I was putting up posters.
Oh, I thought he was holding his coke. I thought he was holding a coke in your ass.
So I'm working with a
street team. He's like, I got Chico. I got you, Chico. Hold
on. So I'm working with a guy from Brooklyn. And so the cops passed by. And I'm like, yo, Jake. What does Jake mean?
Yeah.
That's Jake.
But apparently, in that part, at that time in New York, Jake was very regional just for the Bronx.
Ah.
So people in Brooklyn wasn't calling the cops Jake, so no one realized what it was. And then three Yankee fans come up to me like, hey, you putting the posters? Yeah. Shit. Why don't you spread your cheeks and turn your ass around and I'll put these cuffs on.
Oh, post-no bills.
And I was working for Relativity Records.
Wow.
Throwback.
What year was you working for Relativity?
Busy Bone had just dropped.
Nigga.
Did you meet Busy Bone?
That nigga Busy
Bone. Do we have any Busy Bones?
Busy Bone played his album for
Lord.
Us.
Yes, Lord. Praise God.
The conference room.
How'd that feel?
So here's my Busy Bone story. So Busy Bone is playing his demo album for everyone at Relativity Records. The conference room is located in the middle of the floor of Relativity Records. The conference room is completely see-through and transparent. And Busy Bone says, I refuse to play the album inside the conference room unless the walls are covered with paper because I do not want the song to leak out and other people will steal it.
Like paper? Because
paper going to stop it.
Just printer paper. Yeah. So me and two other interns, I was like, I'm not an intern. I'm on a street team. They was like, nigga, you are an intern.
You are an intern.
So we spent an hour just taping paper on the sides.
Like 8.5 by 11.
Yes. And then we all sit down and listen to his triple disc album.
Yeah.
This is what it sounds like when the car.
Oh, my God.
And I'm sitting there like, I'm like.
Prince cleared that?
I was like, y'all might be better off with Raw Syndicate.
I'm not playing either. I know I can fuck him up.
Were you there? Oh, God. It was on.
Did Steve have to put a paper on the wall?
No. I'm thinking of one of the greatest April Fool jokes I ever played.
I don't believe it.
Were you in the studio with D'Angelo when I made Rozelle call Electric Lady as Chico DeBarge?
Wow, name dropper.
Nigga, this shit happened.
Rozelle is such a big name.
No.
Nigga said Rozelle like you said Prince. Like with name dropper. Like, nigga, like.
Put your girl over
no. Nah, bigger, nah. All jokes aside.
So great.
All jokes aside.
Holy shit.
I bought his album.
Yeah, facts.
All right, so that was the question.
I bought Rozelle's album.
What album? Now we can talk. What albums did you get finessed into buying thanks to OK Player?
What's the name? Make You Feel That Way? What's it called?
Blackalicious.
No, come on. Blackalicious album was dope. I like that
you.
Shit.
I like that shit.
Nia had Blackalicious. I like that shit.
And you know the worst part like, is they're big fans of the podcast, but I listened back to it, and I'm like, it wasn't that bad album.
Yeah.
I was the hater back then.
Yeah.
So.
That album was dope.
Yeah, it was a dope album. Syrah.
You didn't like Syrah?
You didn't like Syrah?
I didn't like Syrah. It was like people I didn't like Syrah. If you're a hip hop hater, you know what I'm talking about.
I know you are an OK Player hater.
I'm an OK Player. Remember when Quali said that? I was like, nigga. Do you remember when Quali DM'd all of us about don't leak the bootleg of his album?
He did. Because
we're taking money out of his kids' mouth.
Wait, was he Jill's K-hole?
So you trying to tell me Quali has been going at motherfuckers on the
This is his MO.
Like you realize that OK Player got shouted out on College Dropout.
Yes, I know.
Yeah. Because he's something saying something like OK Player hater. And everyone's like, what is that?
And he was probably talking about one of the people.
He definitely was talking about me. Yes. Either me or Bill.
Wow.
So we were some haters. I was like,
but you remember, but your girl, Jill, she made her jam too to hate on me.
Hate on me. That was about us too.
Yes. There was a period in 2004 where everyone.
I was on fucking. Don't tell me
you were. I was going to say, don't tell me you were on the nerd message, NERD message boards.
Nah, I was on the fucking.
Do you remember OK Player and Afropunk had beef?
Yo, we still got beef, motherfucker.
Yo,
they were trying to kill Big Red.
Yo, I was going through the archives moderators? Today, just like before we came in, I saw the post you made about Afropunk has declared a fatwa on Big Red.
Wow. You were wilding on this, back on the day.
Nigga, listen. Yo, that's, man. Yeah, man. None of us had no damn job.
No.
I had a job. I just didn't do my job.
No, I mean if that shit came out, like, none of us would have jobs today. Yeah. Like, it was, yo.
That people was leaking wild news, but adding rap songs to them?
Wait,
that
what?
Nigga Lunchbox.
Last laugh, last tip.
Amir, yo, this is the first time ever you and I have no idea what's going on.
It's weird for me. It's weird for me because I own that place and still didn't know.
Nigga, you don't understand. It was a dark underbelly.
The best part of OK Player was the amount of disrespect and animosity we had for Questlove.
Let's talk about it.
Like every day we were on that site, we're like, fuck that nigga.
Wow.
I remember one time you put up a post and was like, yo, y'all don't really know me like that. Like, my name's Questlove to y'all. Don't be calling me Amir. I was like, yo, fuck you, Amir. Nigga, I'm on your site. I'm stomping on your couch. Do something. Nigga, I'm going to be at Black Lily tonight.
Wow.
Say something.
I'm going to be at Black Lily
Wow.
And then you got the 15.
Yeah, he's 15. Yeah,
you were there when I became 15.
We've been there from day one.
Someone
explain what the fuck is going on right now.
Someone asked me 4 days ago, how did I get the name 15? And I had to look on. All right, so Flo Brown has some beef with us. I don't know why.
Yes.
You might want to explain who Flo Brown is.
Yes.
That would help.
Why? Google's like, hold on, let me ask Jeeves.
Miro and I have no idea what's happening.
Look, we got to get the audio. Okay, like, listen. Bill, this is what we're talking about. We're talking about OK Player. OK Player.
OK Player.
Black Twitter. OK Player.
.com. Dead ass. OK Player is the fucking mother site.
It's where I got my training.
It's called the Coliseum now, but it was called something.
But no, it's the Colosseum. Before. Like in Rome, ancient Rome's where they used to kill niggas and no, it was the Colosseum.
Yeah.
That shit was OK Player was gladiator training. For people that think that a Twitter dragging now what that is.
You ain't seen nothing.
I was on a message board called the Fast Spot, now it's on Smash.com.
Okay.
And that's where like a lot of the ASAP dudes started bubbling from there.
Okay.
And you know what I'm saying? Rest in peace, ASAP Yams.
Yeah.
I was on there. And I was just talking wild reckless because I was like maybe 2 years older than the median age on that fucking message board. So I'm talking to this one dude from Canada and he's just like, yo, fuck you. You know what I'm saying? We got goons out here too. Like, fuck you. Fuck the Bronx. Fuck every. Blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, yo, at this point in my life, I'm like, yo, I'm ready to scrap with anybody.
Come see me.
You know what I'm saying? I'm like, yo, pull up.
Meet
I'm like,
me in Temecula.
I was like, yo, word. I was like, tell me where to meet you. And I'm going to fucking meet you right there. So boom. So unbeknownst to me, Yams. You know what I'm saying? Has a screen name on there. And him and his man, I'm going back and forth with his man. You feel me? So, like, me and him going back and forth. Yo. And he's like, yo, pull up to 116th and whatever the fuck. I was like, all right, bang. So I call my man. my man Most, you know what I'm saying, the only nigga I know with a car. I was like, bro, we gotta go up to 116th right now. I gotta fuck this little nigga up. You know what I'm saying? Let him know what's popping. So we go up there, and I was like, yo, and then he's like, yo, you really gonna fight this dude, bro? He's probably like 15, 16 and shit. You like 20 and shit. Like you can't be doing this.
Yeah, that's not okay player.
You yeah, nah, that's not.
Niggas okay pulled up and was like, what's pulled up.
So then,
up. Every day, so the next day, it was like, yo, who won?
So then I
or they left your ass when they went to Detroit.
There was pull up moments?
This oh my God. Look. You don't know about pull up moments?
Wait, let's finish. So then I said, oh, you know what? You're right.
Fucking story.
So this is what I'm gonna do. I'm not gonna fight this little nigga. What I'm gonna do is I'm gonna just pull up. I got a fire extinguisher in the back. I'm going to pull up. I'm going to jump out. And when niggas try to hook off, I'm going to just be like, and spray all these niggas, punch one of them, and then we out. You know what I'm saying? All
right.
So then, boom. So then we go up there. Nobody shows up. Fast forward, like, yo, 2015, mm-hmm. DM from Yams. Yo, fam, you used to go by YSKYS? I was like, wow. Yeah, you should kill yourself? Yeah, that was me. Why? He's like, yo, fam, yo, 1,000 Hail Marys to you, my G. Yo, fucking, yo, your blog is ill, because I had a blog called Victory Lane.
Yeah, yeah.
He's like, yo, fuck with that shit crazy. Like, yo, you should come through. Yo, Ferg, album, yo, Ferg's working on an album, Rocky. That was when Purple Swag had just came out and started hitting. So I was just like, yeah, no doubt, let's get it. You know what I mean? So then that started that whole, like, friendship that we had or whatever. Mm-hmm. But I was just like, it blew my mind.
I thought it was just set up.
I was like, yo, in my head, I was like, yo, I almost fucked you up, man, when you was like 15. You know what I'm saying? I was like, yo.
Like, OK Player shit was
now,
different.
Now, imagine that shit. Yeah, like,
wild, imagine that shit was different. I thought y'all were a bunch of dweebs.
No.
Yeah, that's what everyone else thought.
Y'all took me for real?
Do you remember Janice?
Yes. Fuck yeah, I remember Janice.
So,
shout out to Rare Form.
Janice got dealt with?
No, shout out to Rare Form, because Rare Form, we had a party on the Lower East Side called Stone Soup.
Stone Soup,
It was a party, and they provided free soup to people.
Yeah.
Janice had been talking extremely.
Soup party? Yes.
Flavor. I know Janice.
That nigga was going soup parties?
Your man was like, yo. He was
what
like,
the
yo,
fuck?
I'll get you. Because I didn't.
No,
I had just,
that shit was ill as fuck. Don't knock the soup party, yo. That shit was hot.
Party with soup. Like,
yeah, the soup was hot. The soup was hot. Nigga, you invite me to a soup party, nigga, I'm deleting you out of my phone.
Yeah.
This like, nigga had a rap strong,
battle
for
16 like, years. Wait a minute. I built soup this place, and I never knew y'all had soup parties.
So you was on tour.
I went to a soup party at your house once. I don't know what the fuck
you're talking about. Yo, that's because I do that shit out of my
house. Let me tell you something. A soup party sound whack? When you smack the shit and there's free soup, my nigga, you good as money.
Yeah.
Nigga, I'm drinking that shit with my hand like, So Janice, the party was like Wednesday or Thursday.
She was sponsored
and
by
so
Sparks.
So Janice the whole time, he's like, yo, y'all talking this, I got Campbell's. Shooters, yada, yada, yada. Like, y'all talking like I can't get niggas touched, blah, blah. And I was like, that's how we talking? So I come through with the blicky. Like, yo, what's good? I'm like, what's up? I'll shoot this whole Stone Shoe shit up. No, he didn't show up. So now I'm just drinking soup with a gun on my waist.
I thought Janice was an alias for either South Philly Man.
SBM.
Or wait, I kind of thought Frank.
FWMJ.
I thought, in the beginning, I thought it was him.
All right. So we're talking about
a chat room or a message.
That's what we're talking about. We're talking about somebody on the chat room, but I want to know if you remember Behold Me.
Yes.
Behold Me, yes. And he always has like the wild pornographic fucking avatars and shit. You built a terrible place, Questlove.
That shit was
you guys
cool.
Have like
insane.
It was, yo, get laid during this time.
You remember the chick that had, supposedly it was a hoax, that had cancer?
Yeah.
And she was spoke My Life.
The white girl and she lied about having cancer.
There was that OG scammer.
Yeah. Wait, time out. What'd they call her?
They called her a cancer pussy.
Shout out to Keyboard. Remember Keyboard?
What the fuck? What'd you call Shameka?
You've created a shit show.
Shameka, DJ Teddy Bear.
Listen, here's the deal.
Oh, Shameka. I don't know.
Jay-Z used to lurk in the lessons.
Yeah. Shout out to Disco DJ Sean Haley.
Wow. Sean Haley, rest
shout
in peace.
Shout out to Mr. What's his name? Mr. Monotone, who would defend R. Kelly every day.
No. That was Mr. Max.
Yo,
wait. Did you ever hear Mr. Max's tapes?
No.
My nigga.
Wait.
I got you.
Wait, you still got him?
Yes. It's like an hour. It's like an A and a B side 30 minutes. Ooh. That nigga's a fucking lunatic.
Also, I don't want to be this guy.
Wait.
Any nude that ever leaked on, okay, but I still got that shit.
To go back to Mr. Max,
a bitmap from 1997. I still got that.
To go back to Mr. Max for a second. File. Yo, Jesus, get on Amazon and just like you'll find a ton of Mr. Max reviews.
What?
He's reviewed fucking everything.
Really? He was a nutso.
Yo, nuts. He was fucking insane.
That's what you get.
Oh, God. What did I do?
Working in an office type shit.
And the best part,
because
the whole thing of OK Player was, you know, I don't want to name any names. Someone was busy traveling and abandoned us. Questlove is the guy that made the tunnels in Us.
In Us.
I don't want to say that.
And then walked away.
But then anytime Questlove would like tweet something, we'd be like, thank you, daddy. Do you remember that? How weird that was?
Yo, when I was working.
Thank you, papa.
When I was working at OK Player, I used to get messages from somebody that I'm not going to name her name. Starts with a K.
Coco.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I used to get messages from her whenever the boards were down. Tell dad that the board is down.
Oh, my God. Fam, when the boards would go down, I wouldn't know what to do.
Yo.
Amir, I was like, could you guys please
fix your... It's called work. It's called work.
I was like, could you guys please fix your CGI -bin file?
The DC forum is down again. It's been, you know, it hasn't been...
Quest, did you know that? Did you know we spun off and made a separate site called Lucy?
Yeah,
that was for the most stushy people off of OK Player.
Oh, word!
And when we look down on people on OK Player,
true
head,
you was
on
out.
True head, wow! Shout to Jesse.
And called us, pretentious assholes.
As a DJ,
yes,
I was once told by a white DJ that A Tribe Called Quest was white girl college music.
Wow.
Yeah. I was like, fam, what?
In
I
what decade?
Like, I hate.
Like the late 90s, early aughts.
When white hip-hop fans
but
have to
the
get
roots sort of going
holier than thou. No, I never played the Roots in the club. Like, that's,
of course not.
That's instant dance floor clearing.
Everybody going to get a drink.
Exactly.
Like, you can talk to Shorty and shit now. Like, you're like, sorry.
Chill, this next record.
It's like a balance.
Tip your bartenders. Heat,
then you hear Molly Percocet. I'm like, what? I can't hear you. We was good. Now I can't hear you no more.
When you put on a Roots record, that's when the bartenders love you because that's when everybody goes to the bar.
That's right.
And they leave tips.
There you go. See?
So you should play Roots records.
I had a plan the whole time. Yes.
Smart.
Yo,
plan.
Is there anything? I'm just mind blown.
I don't think we've
asked one question.
We didn't. No, but we learned everything.
But we learned it, but that's the thing. No, it doesn't matter.
I have a question, though.
Shut up, Bill.
Yes. I want to know, because, like, I watched the show, the Vice show and the Showtime show, and it's very New York. So what I want to know is, has the city of New York, like, reached out to you guys and, like, you know, tried to, you know,
give you key to the city?
Key to the city, or like some kind of like make you like, well, like official ambassadors to the city.
The Bronx.
Have you
president.
Thrown out the pitch at the Yankee game yet?
Not yet, but soon come. You know what I'm saying?
Don't do it.
And not, but it's wild because like we're getting courted by like other New York shit. Like, I don't want to say lesser, but like NYCFC,
right,
and like shit like that. You know what I mean? Shit
Rangers,
to, like, bring up. Yeah, exactly. Yo, they just had some shit of a video of us on Twitter from the official NHL like shit talking about hockey. I was like, nigga, I don't know shit about hockey. All I know is like the only thing that I know about hockey is that every time I would go to DR, like, is gambling is legal over there, and you would have a motherfucker that doesn't speak a lick of English, has never touched foot in the United States of America or Canada or anywhere where they play hockey. But he can tell you everything there is to know about the Minnesota Wild.
Breathful.
And every player top to bottom because he's betting. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's over there gambling.
Quest, you ever be at Rangers? You ever go to hockey games?
They want me to come. For,
you know what I'm saying? I went to a Rangers game, and I went the same night as JB Smooth.
Ah.
So the whole night. Everyone go, yo,
JB!
I'm in the bathroom. Someone comes over. He's like, yo, I love your shit, man. What you do for the community. That shit is great, bro.
You know what I'm saying?
I was like, yo, thank you, man.
I love you on season 9 of Curb, man.
I was like, nigga, I'm not JB Smooth.
Like, yo, Leon!
I was like, that nigga's twice my age on the suit. Like,
yo, you got topsy turvy, that motherfucker, right? My nigga, Leon.
So while we're finally getting to asking questions, can I ask another one?
Yes.
What do you guys enjoy more about the Showtime experience versus the Viceland experience?
Is this check? There's no idea that's
oh, the check, of course.
Besides the check.
But you know what?
Yeah, the tag off real.
We are making real fucking TV. Also, the fact is, we're the EP of the show. And I did not know EP means you got to do a lot of shit.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of video clips.
Like, you got to approve shit. And
damn, like, we're going over the budget for the show. Sound. And I'm like, yeah. What? I'm like, I don't want to do this. I just want to show up and tell jokes. But you do
I mean,
kind of
you know, if you don't. I'm shocked that y'all got away with getting John to sing the yo, chocolate.
That shit was
John weird. Legend. That shit first was of all, let's keep it real. John Legend is a real nigga. We all know this.
We know.
John Legend was singing about traffic and coke with Rick Ross, and it was some of the most beautiful music he ever made.
Right.
And you know, like, yes, the Chrissy Teigen thing, that's a good look for his career, but you know he's a nigga. Yeah. You know he's a light-skinned nigga. He wants to sing about guns and shit. And he knew it. He was like,
he's performing SOBs back in the day.
Yeah,
he
was.
Shout
out to John.
He was John Stevens. That's when he had the coke.
Come on. We all fucked up a relationship to Let's Get Lifted. You know how it is back in the day and shit. Then you made up to the shorty. Like,
my
20s. Ordinary people. Yeah. All that good shit. But John was with it.
He was singing about edges and shit. Like,
Girls, he loves the edges.
That's our good thing. Like, we can bring out the nastiness in, like, celebrities, and they're just like, oh, I just said that because I'm with them. But no, it's like, if you hang with us for 15 minutes, we turn you. We had Don Cheadle talking about cuckold porn. Like,
it was wild.
About cuckold porn. Yeah, I remember.
What porn?
Cuckold.
Oh.
Yeah. Are you familiar?
Yeah.
Yes. No, I am. I didn't hear you.
Okay.
I thought you said kugel.
Steve woke up.
I thought
up.
You said kugel porn. Did you hear the same thing?
He just heard the word porn.
Kugel porn is it's usually there's a racial aspect to it, but it's like basically it's a married man and you find another person to come fuck your wife while you watch and he humiliates you. Yeah. And usually the guy's black and he's like, look at you. You can't satisfy your wife with your little pink white dick.
Your little white pecker.
Yeah. It was
And I mean, the couple that pay me to do it, you know. Yo, we're staying in the Sheridan Essence Fest. And at the same time as Essence Fest, they also had the fucking countrywide teacher union had their conference there.
Okay.
And to make it even worse, they had the it was like the deaf people's national conference. So you have these three people taking over New York City. So I've taken over New Orleans. So you could have fucked whoever. Like,
you could never do the deaf people's conference in like the Bronx because there'd be motherfuckers out there like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? People, yo, what?
So I'm working. I get back to the hotel and I'm just like, you know what? I want to go to the pool. They're like, the pool's closed. I'm like, fuck that. I'll sneak in, whatever. And there's this like white redneck couple. And they're there. The guy's like rolling his own cigarettes and smoking in the dark. The wife has on the wild two-piece Confederate bikini. But she's like 58.
Yeah. Oh, with the wrinkles.
Yeah.
She's wrinkled and she's sagging.
She hasn't missed a Marlboro in a day. And so I'm sitting there. And you know, I'm like, you know, what are you guys here for? He's like, oh, my wife's a teacher. Da, 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 da. So I'm like, yeah. And he's like, so you staying here? And I was like, yeah. He's like, you staying here alone? And I was like, yeah, you know, I got my own room. He was like,
oh no.
He was like, so you like to play? And I was like,
nigga, what?
I was like, are you trying to cuckold me, my nigga? Like, I was so impressed. I was like, yo. I was like, but for the record, I'm not fucking your ugly ass wife. Your wife is what we call in the Bronx a dub.
That's a dub.
But yeah, like I was so impressed. And he brought his own Texas beer to New Orleans because he was like, I can't trust this
Shiner
Bock
beer.
So, that's wild. The closest I ever came to some shit like that, bro, was I was on vacation in DR, and anytime you go to, like I said, a developing nation,
yes,
and you got fam out there, do the fam shit
first. Can you
first.
Even call DR a developing nation? I feel like that's a slur at this point. They're pretty developed.
I mean,
he didn't say shit.
They had the president of the nation cussing. Because he's like, yo, these hospitals are fucked up, and it's in the capital city in Santo Domingo.
Santo Domingo.
And so he's like, I went to this hospital and I went to this hospital, and I was like, motherfucker, what the fuck is going on?
But that's like what Trump does.
You
right?
know what I'm saying? Like, he said that shit like that, and I was just like, wow. I was like, okay, shit must be fucked up out here. So it's like you do the fam shit first because that's when you really roughing it and you doing the outhouse shit and getting the Zika mosquitoes, and then you go to resort. You feel me? So then that's how I did it. So I went to the resort for the last week and a half,
special,
you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So I was out there, and it was me and my brother. My brother had just graduated college. He was hype, you know what I'm saying? He was like, yo, it was like, and he was on some drinking shit too. Like, he was just on some, because he went up to Binghamton.
Oh, okay.
So there ain't nothing to do up there but drink and fucking go to Walmart. You feel me? Like,
yes.
So he's up, yeah, exactly. So he's up there. He's like, yo, let's get lit. Like, da, 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 let's find some weed. I was like, yeah, let's get it. So we go to the bar, and he's feeling himself because he went away to boarding school and shit like that. The same shit that I was supposed to do, but I was like, nah, fuck that. I was like, I ain't going to no old boy school in the middle of the woods, fuck that. But he did. So he's like, he's feeling himself. He learned a little French. So we up at the bar, and there's this French fat dude in a Speedo.
Oh,
and he's
shit.
Just like talking like in broken English or whatever. And then my brother says to him like, yo, like, do you speak French or whatever, like in French? And homie was like, oui. Like, and then they start rapping, whatever. Then he's like, homie thinks he's like, we peoples now. You know what I'm saying? So the next day we come out and he's like, yo, I want to introduce you to my family. I'm like, all right, cool. So we like, we walk up. Yo, his daughter's there. His two daughters are there and his wife is there.
Okay.
Titties out. Shining. Like this daughter's was popping. Okay. The wife titties was gravitational. Yeah.
Explain
pull.
To Steve what dubs are.
A dub is just like a
it's a loss.
On a scale of 1 to 10, a dub
is a 2.
Two.
You know what
whoa,
saying?
Whoa, whoa, wow. Inflation much?
I mean,
wait, what?
I
what? What?
Isn't a dub like a 5?
I thought dub stood for
I thought dub started like double
anything,
as in 2.
Anything less than a 7 is a dub, right?
Oh,
I'm sorry. Am I too beautiful?
Oh, see, Philly says dice. We always say dice.
But dice
Philly,
is like
Philly's weird, y'all.
It's like a whack joke.
But you say Jordan, though, don't you?
I still be saying it.
That's only because he was on OK Play.
What's the name of the cheesesteak truck? And the name of it is like Little John, and it'd be like a 63rd Street and shit.
Wait, the one we always go to.
Tits are shining. Oh, yeah.
So, yo, so boom. So he's like, yo.
The only thing he said.
Focus.
Yeah, he's like, yo, shiny titties. So he's like, yo.
My
so
favorite
he
group from the
chill.
90s.
Like, now he wants to chill. Like, now
freestyle
he's.
Group.
They open for like, Arrested Development.
Now we're invested in shit. Now we're invested in shit. So now we're like talking to these people and shit. And I'm just like, bro, like, I'm trying to look everywhere but like the 8 pairs of titties that's in front of me. So I'm just like, oh, yeah, you know, like, yo, let's go swimming, fam. Like, and we go in the ocean and we swim around with this fat motherfucker for like 20 minutes. We come back out. He's like, oh, let's have a drink. We go to the bar. Shorty's titty's still out. I'm like, yo.
So he pimping him. He trying to. He
I don't know. What the fuck is going on? My brother's like, yo, you think we could trizz? I was like,
oh, you said trizz.
I was like, fam, I was like, we don't need to trizz. It's like four of them, bro. It's an abundance.
I don't have any brothers. Can you trizz with your brother?
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
man.
Nah. I feel like that's like, nah.
I mean, if you can't trizz with your brother, man, who can you trizz with?
Nah, because my cousin tried to trizz with me once, and I was like, nah.
No.
I was like, you're not even cool like that, man.
If you don't know what trizz is, there's context clues.
Yeah, because we ain't going to tell you.
Also, that's just... Like, the people you talk about mad casually, like, it's just like scanning me in with your Metro card. It's not.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no, that's a whole different thing. Look, that's 90s shit.
Yo,
like,
90s, yo, wait. Yo, speaking of fucking Metro cards.
90s was filthy. I'm trying to tell niggas,
yeah,
90s
you don't understand.
Filthy.
Yeah, the 90s,
bro,
yeah.
Yo, you had a hookie party and shit, and it was, trizz was happening, fam. You were drinking E and J.
Do you want to hear, like, my most fucked up Bronx hood story?
Okay.
Okay, so my man gets out of jail. He was in jail with, Sherm the Worm, who started the Bloods in the Bronx.
Okay.
Who basically started the Bronx on the West, the five-star Bloods five on the East Coast. So he was in jail with him, blah, blah, blah. He's like, he comes out of jail. He's like, yo, we're spreading this blood shit through the community. I treat you like a Jehovah's Witness.
Right,
I'm like, I'm not interested. So they have a house party.
Be awake.
He's trying to witness to you?
Yeah. I was like,
blood
town. Like,
watch
that
witness. Nigga for blood.
He's like, yo, we about to have this wild hookie party. Yo, we got
Pyru
this,
witness.
We got this wild thotty. Like, we about to slutter in. Cause you know, like you just
you
do some work.
You either got to put it in, or you got to
lay on your back,
put it out.
So I go to the party. I'm like, I like a party. So I go there, and I see my.
Was that in quotation?
I'm like, that's what I said on the e-bite. I was like, I like a party. So then I go to the party, and I was like, oh wow, my female cousin's here. What's the chances? Female cousin did not become a blood that night.
Wow.
Oh, y'all think it's serious?
Wow.
Like, I was about to go to the priest and get told. She was like, nah, I'm cool with it.
Does she know what was up?
Oh, she was down.
Yeah, she was
down. That's wild.
Down. I was like, come on, y'all.
The biggest.
My whole thing was like, I couldn't, like, you know.
The biggest my cousin ever took was getting carjacked broad day in Newark because she went to Seton Hall.
Okay.
And she had the Mitsubishi Spider when that shit was popping.
Oh, that was,
And it was a drop.
When was the Mitsubishi Spiders popping?
What year was that?
That was like 2 weeks in 1990.
Yeah.
90. You know what I'm saying?
Remember when Funkmaster Flex be like, yo, if you got a Dodge Charger, you got 2 months left. You know, like,
with his driving love.
No, the Magnum. He's talking about the Magnum.
The love.
He's like, Flex is like, if you got the Magnum, you got one more summer. And I don't want to see y'all fish bowling. I don't want to see six niggas in the Magnum.
Meanwhile,
and you ain't got no tits.
I'm put to the side.
I'm sitting in the backseat of the Magnum.
A PC Cruiser playing LMFAO.
Yo, what's up? This is Fontigolo from Team Supreme. Black representation in media is very important to me. I think it's important to have our stories told by people who look like us and who have shared in our common experiences. Some of my earliest influences were Donnie Simpson. I would also say Tom Joyner, Angela Stribling, Sherry Carter. They were just people who told our stories with a lot of class and dignity and were big inspirations to me. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black stories, Black truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now, they are the story. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcast, The Center Black Voices. It's NPR Noir. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR. Wherever you get podcasts.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
Every week, we'll pick a new song from the list and talk about their placement on the revamped 2021 list.
We'll also have guests join us, ranging from the artists themselves to the producers or simply other writers like ourselves who voted on them.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside and Britney Spears' Baby One More Time.
There's so many fascinating stories that have been forgotten, like Midnight Train to Georgia starting with a phone call to Farrah Fawcett, or how the Yeah Yeah Yeahs inspired Kelly Clarkson's banger Since You've Been Gone and Beyoncé's Hold Up. Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I got a question, because both yes. you and you have, I've watched you DJ at Table 50.
Oh, God.
Table 50.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Well, yeah,
that
was a long-ass time ago.
Table 50 was a hidden club across the street, and I want to say Atrium. Atrium doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah, Atrium's gone.
It used to
know,
be the old Kith.
Yeah, it was.
Is Kith now?
Old Kith, but Kith moved.
It's like Broadway and Bleecker, right?
Yeah, down the street from who? Wow. If you really told me Atrium would be gone and that Wendy's would still be there, I'd be like, get the fuck out of here.
That Wendy's was crazy because it was like the graffiti Wendy's. Like, yeah, I would always end up getting into fights there.
Well, it was the graffiti and heroin Wendy's.
Yeah, all the graffiti niggas would go there. And,
like,
and
you got a hot bag, in there, like, bathroom. Yo, let me get the Tex-Mex salad and the bathroom coat.
Fam, I would always go in there, catch a tag in the bathroom, and catch another motherfucker like in there, catch a tag flashbacks. In the bathroom.
Yes. I just remember Table 50 and Drop It Like It's Hot. The remix had just dropped.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I watched my man Questlove DJ, and people were just, you had to make an announcement on the mic.
I had to apologize for playing it?
No, you had to tell people to stop putting their phones over the DJ, they were flashing. They're taking flash photos of you. You couldn't even see your next mixes and stuff.
Yeah,
and I was like, this shit is not cool. Also, I was also one of those dickheads because I came to the booth and I was like, play Welcome to Jamrock. Questlove looked at me like, he was like, he was like, I know you. What are you doing? I was like, nah. I was like mad drunk. I was like, nah, play this shit.
This is probably when Tipping Point came out too.
Yo,
This is probably when Tipping Point came out.
Yeah. Oh yes.
Yeah. 2004. Yeah.
Yes. When you hated us.
I never hated you.
No.
There was definitely a point in time where we definitely thought that you kind of felt some way about us.
I was like, why am I supporting this fucking band that hates me? Yes.
Because like Kamal was definitely, you know, not down with the Klang Squad shit. And
nah.
To be fair, and I'm gonna clear this up.
I'm not down with
this. Scary.
We were
the worst fan base.
Yeah, we were.
Remember when they came through? They was like, yo, D'Angelo's having a secret show. just come through, don't make it hot. And niggas was like, yo, make a sign that says okay player and hold that shit up at the count of three. Yo.
Wow. Were you one of the original 20 that got tickets for at the radio?
I wasn't on long enough to be a charter member, but I joined right before the cutoff for charter member.
So like right after 99, yeah. Like 99, 2000.
I was on there. Yeah. I was on there. Crazy. I joined because a common single had just dropped.
Damn, you niggas are
like, fuck the Roots.
Which common single? Which one?
It was something.
Like,
it
probably would have been like Doing It or something, right?
It wasn't Doing It. It was off what was the album? It was Hustle Flower.
It would have been like Water for Chocolate.
Chocolate. And okay. I couldn't, because I was still in R&S and I was trying to find an MP3 version.
Yo, were you the one that leaked the original version of that shit?
No, because the problem, no offense, but.
So when I had that version. That version had the end of doing it ran out.
Some of the Neo Soul MP3 releases didn't hit the way I thought they would. So,
you weren't trying.
Amber Sunshowers and shit, like
the Walter T. Smith album.
Whoa,
an album which I bought.
You brought up Amber Sunshower.
I bought that album too.
Wait, was she in what group?
I don't know. She was in a group.
Oh yeah, she was. Damn, now I gotta look up.
What was that guy?
Are you thinking about Ariana?
Don't you forget that.
Oh, Glenn Lewis.
Yeah.
Stevie Wonder.
Nigga.
Let's just say.
I heard a story about Glenn Lewis, but I'm
just feeling like wild extra broke because this nigga talking about MP3s in '98. I'm like, I'm still copping CDs. Nigga, I was at fucking Music Factory.
I still got CDs that I burned like from Napster in '98.
And the crazy thing about R&S is we would set up what they were called eggshell drop XDCC bots, and basically it was like. Wow. You'd be on FNet, and you can like request the bot.
This motherfucker said FNet. I haven't heard FNet in like 15 years.
So you could drop a zip file.
He's a super computer nigga. Like, he be saying shit sometimes. I'm like, I don't even know what the fuck. I'm like, yo, is that a solid state drive, nigga? I don't know. I got to defrag my hard drive, nigga. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
So basically, you'd steal an album from like a record label or whatever, and you put it on this bot. And so anyone that wanted to redistribute the album would get it from the bot, and you'd like send the bot commands like, yo, send me this, and be like, I'll send it to you in 5 minutes. I remember we got that Glenn Lewis album, and I put it on that bot, and I was like, yeah, nigga.
Yo,
this is fucking crazy.
So what was the most lethal stealth join you ever leaked?
Cameron SD.
SDE, word?
SDE.
That one?
And I didn't even get that from the record company. I was hanging with my boy in Harlem, and he had the full fucking CD-ROM. It's a CDR on his dresser. And I was like, is this the whole thing? He was like, yeah, this shit never coming out. I took it. Do a search right now. Jesus at Cameron SDE.info.
Bill doing it right
and
now.
I got that. I'm talking spicy in that info file. Talk about RNS 031, whatever. cut your face. I'll leak any album.
You were that motherfucker.
I'm a goon. In 88 Hip Hop, I downloaded Winamp. And ripped Pete Rock's first album.
Soul Survivor.
And the problem was I didn't rip it in the proper, I didn't rip it in 44.1 KHPS.
Yep.
And so RNS rejected it.
I'm like,
it's crazy because I was
quality,
working.
Yeah, it was quality control.
This is actually really crazy.
I went to the Wiz on Fordham and I got Capone Noriega the Reunion, Black Star, and Love Movement in the same day. And I did not burn any of that shit on my computer.
I was in someone else's office. Whose office? I had no idea what it was. I installed new software, put a CD in there, and you remember how long it used to take to rip CDs?
To rip, yeah, yes. That shit was the process.
So it was literally an episode of 24. Like, I'm watching the progress bar, and I'm waiting for this lady to come back into office, and I was like, I hope she hurries up so I can upload this on this 14.4 modem.
Fam.
It's crazy. I didn't know that you were like in those ripping groups back in the day because I was looking for an end back then because I was working in college radio.
Yeah.
So I was getting all the CDs early and shit.
Damn, I was in like record pools with people and like I wasn't even trying to DJ. I was like, I just want to leak shit.
I wanted to leak shit too.
I was like, I just want to leak shit. Like, I hate like niggas be like, I'm working on my new album. I was like, yeah. I'd be ashamed that hit the streets early.
Damn.
Yeah.
But yo, it's amazing how much music that I came up on back then.
that I'm still listening to now.
Yeah,
straight up.
That was I bootlegged because it wasn't getting played anywhere else.
Where would you hear this? Where would you hear the? Like, I remember I leaked the Memphis Bleak My Mind Right remix. Like, who the fuck is gonna download that?
Yeah, right.
But
right.
If the MP3 is there, people would take it. And I remember
You were Blackster before.
And I remember I got really mad because Rage Against the Machine had dropped an album, and I didn't want to illegally download it. I just wanted to buy it.
Right.
And they were like,
or you let Rage Machine live.
Yeah. And they were like,
but Dipset, fuck that.
Fuck Cam'ron.
I was like, them niggas live down the block.
I'm like Zach De La Roca.
But then I remember, and I said to myself, I was like,
I'm a Zach De La Roca fan.
I was like, there has to be somewhere to buy this online. This is before the iTunes stores came out. And they was like, no, you have to specifically go to
CD Now.
One store on like 56th Street and buy the physical copy. And I was like, this is not how it's supposed to be. And I was tight because I'm like, I'm ripping all this shit that I want to, I'm ripping all this hip hop shit. Who's ripping all the rock shit? Who's ripping all the heavy metal shit?
Right.
And like that was the
thing. So when'd you stop ripping?
But I don't know, that shit wasn't really ripping. Like, oh, well, I stopped ripping. Like that.
I stopped ripping when the feds raided R&B.
Cali?
Oh. It was Operation Sun Devil.
Yeah.
8 people went to jail.
Operation what?
There's a book about this.
It's called Sun Devil.
That sounds like a rap record from the Wu-Tang.
No,
like,
they did.
What happened? Brock Osweiler got arrested?
They did a simultaneous arrest on 3 different continents. And
it was like when Walt White hit 5 niggas in 5 different
when everyone in the jail got killed in the same
way.
So
were you like,
a bad reference?
Wait, were you like Matthew Broderick in War Games, like unplugging everything?
It was worse than that.
Staying at your grandma's crib.
What
like,
was weird was I was in college at this point, because when I first started, I wasn't in college. At this point, I'm in college, and I had learned how to put, all right, now I'm getting some real Mr. Robot Hacker shit. I had a drop-down background task program that would run in the background of every system it was loaded on.
Okay.
So I would load it on 30 computers.
Quest Googling shit right now.
I would load it into the 30 computers
in the Manhattan College computer lab
and use their ACK 148 fiber optic connection to distribute it across the nation.
Okay.
So I'm doing this for like a week. We're doing Eminem's album. We're doing huge albums and stuff. We're getting asked by other ripping groups because we have a fast enough connection, and we have a connection with Fairlight, which is the Wares distributorship group.
Who taught you this?
Fam.
Nobody teaches you this shit.
When you're really bad in the Bronx and your parents are like, stay home.
Stay in the house.
Yeah. I'm going to get in trouble anyway, so let's do this.
So like, was it just music or was it movies?
It was everything. One time we found out about a porn site that was supposed to launch the next day. We downloaded the whole porn site, and we hit the creators like, yo, we'll leak this whole shit if you don't pay us.
So extortion.
Extortion. We're doing all the extortion. We would take college kids' dissertations and password protect them.
Wow. What? I was like, don't go out. I was serving motherfuckers in Maritime.
Gangster, you. You are Cody Monster.
The Cody of the internet.
We once found it was a Christian web host. And you automatically off the rip got a gig off the rip for signing up. And we said to everyone, was like, sign up right now. And because then we found out the connection time from each account on this web host was something like a couple of seconds. So if you had movies or anything to move,
them
you could just
fast,
move them
hell
right
hell
over.
Yeah.
Wow. So we had like 30,000 signups, and we crashed this Christian web host, and they went out of business.
A Christian web host
with a bunch of porn on it.
Like,
honestly,
bad copies of bellies.
Porn and belly.
Piracy scene online, like back in the early 2000s, it was some amazing shit. It was some amazing shit.
And like, looking back, it had to be like people involved who were higher ups, because we had access to stuff that, like, we had access to movies that weren't even finished. They didn't even have the graphics, weren't color corrected and stuff. And we'd have full access to them.
Yeah, there was a lot of times you would get unfinished albums like Water for Chocolate.
You get studio sessions. You get stems.
I had a version of Like Water for Chocolate where the Doing It sample plays out at the end.
That was a single version.
I have the original version of Jay-Z's Dope Man that has the what was the sample they couldn't.
I can't remember, but I know what you're talking. I know what you're talking about.
Before they had Serena Olshold on it. Like, oh wow! Early versions of Best of Both Worlds.
Yeah. Yes.
I got the shit with, you know what I'm saying? They had the opera shit on the Joel Santana drink.
You know what I'm trying to find right now, and I could probably ask Questlove for it, is I'm looking for the early copy of Voodoo that came out that had
the Jimmy intro.
I still that's the only version I listen to.
Okay, I need that shit.
My sister has that because I burned it on multiple CDRs, and she loves it.
Yo, and you got the version of Great Day and Morning without
the crowd.
Yeah, I need that.
Because that's the sample.
That's what I, yeah.
Quest, what's the rarest MP3 you got? Like, what's actually, what's the most value? What's the most valuable MP3?
It's some Prince shit for you. It's some Prince shit because there's a lawsuit that we're
Wait, I was about to say, can I even talk about this?
Shout out to Prince, because Prince, was, everyone at OK Player was like, I love Prince, I love Prince. And Prince would come through like, yeah, I'm
yo, do you remember the two funky attack?
Yeah. Yeah.
All the niggas from the Prince site, Two Funky Ducky, Two Funky Blocky, they all came on.
You know
that corny Prince names?
Yeah.
Yo, you know Prince used to be on OK Player
daily.
Yeah,
he used to lurk
daily.
Totally tell.
Daily.
Because that's back when I was like, yeah, the only thing worse than Prince is Prince fans.
And that's the truth. I think he was the nigga Spooky Electric. You remember?
Yeah. Oh, wow.
I think that was him.
No, I don't know what.
Spooky Electric wasn't him, but
I think he lurked either White Mansion, something. Okay. White Mansion was him?
Okay. So.
Because I remember White Mansion.
Twice he hit me.
Wow.
As White Mansion. Yeah.
Mm.
But, wow. The rare, I mean.
I remember Muscles versus Ock. South Philly Man versus Ock. Yeah. South Philly Man versus Nelly Mel.
I remember when he got his Ock.
Nigga, listen. The nigga Nelly Mel. Nigga Melvin Mel, cuz. This nigga jumped on. He put out a video. Because it wasn't enough he was like, him and South Philly Man were going at it.
Okay.
Man, Mel decided he gonna drop a jam to go with it.
Mm-hmm. No.
Oh, boy.
Wait, he did a song?
You know what shit I remember?
He had a video.
You know what shit I love?
What was that?
Yo, P Infinite.
We chop that shit up.
Yo, you know we chop up these bitches?
You know we chop up these bitches?
That is iconic.
Yo. You know what I'm saying? Shit is old, fam.
There was memes on that shit before there was memes. Yeah.
You hate.
Confession Wednesday?
Yo,
nigga, you don't understand.
Yo, they're still doing Confession Wednesday on Facebook, as far as I know.
We ran like all the women off. Yeah. Like, I don't think there's no women left.
No, like I'm talking about they moved Confession Wednesday to Facebook.
Do you remember when Shorty was cheating on Shorty's fiance, and Shorty's fiance posted up like the MacBook in the tub with the bleach?
Nigga,
wait, what?
I know exactly. Yes, this was. It was Lauren.
Why you saying the name?
Wait.
I mean, shit, it was out.
It was out.
Lauren, like,
bro.
Wait, why?
She put the nigga shit. Cause it was the nigga, what was the nigga name?
The lawyer nigga.
Yeah. She was
he was fucking with like the shorty Lightbright.
Yep.
Yo, she did the full exposure. She did the picture. She did the text messages. She was like, "Look what this dirty bitch is texting. We live together, and this nigga is like texting this bitch about why."
She
whatever.
Put it in general.
So then the next photo is just like, "Yo, I hope y'all I hope you're happy together." It's mad jeans.
Man, all that shit in the tub, huh?
He wanted to left by her
with the water full of bleach.
Ugh.
Yo.
Gonna be me.
And that's back when like a MacBook was like, you kill someone for a MacBook.
He put the MacBook inside.
She found out all this stuff and put the MacBook. And the funny thing is, fast forward 2 years, I'm at like Expectation in fucking Silver Springs, Maryland.
Okay.
Just chilling, ramping with my like corny girlfriend. Shorty that cheated on the other shorty, the short joint.
Yeah, yeah.
She walks in, she sees me, turns pale white, and walks out.
Wow.
She remembers the shit with that mess.
Yeah, yeah.
I was wow.
Dog, you know where all the bodies are buried.
All the bodies are buried on your estate, Questlove.
No. Okay, so this tells once and for all that OK Player might have invented social media.
Yeah.
No, it really. No,
OK Player invented the internet.
No, it didn't, because I'm going to tell you
why. Was it like this on Black Planet or any other?
It was a more refined Black Planet.
It was.
A more refined Black Planet.
It was similar, not like exactly like this, but like the Prince internet before OK Player, like the mid 90s.
Yeah.
It was some shit back then, too.
Here's how I blow your mind about OK Player. No OK Player, no DJ Mero. Donnie Qua from Complex was on OK Player. He only posted, and he had like a Korean soccer logo in his avatar.
Mm.
He works at Complex. He saw me and Mero's tweets and how well we work together.
Right.
He comes up with a deck and pitches it to Complex and was like, DJ Mero should have a podcast.
So you two were sort of like a play date put together?
Pretty much.
I mean, like, it was some shit where it was like,
Yo, man, listen.
Shout out to Little Brother, because when Knife did an interview somewhere, I don't remember where, but he was like, yo, I'll fuck around. I do my shit on Fruity Loops.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And I was like, word? I was like, say less. I was like, download the bootleg version, change the date on my computer. You know what I'm saying? Keep this shit so I can save my beats and shit. Bro,
wait. This, oh, so the beats erase on.
Oh, because it was time protected. Right.
It was time protected. So I just
someone
changed
didn't
my
get
shit
the
to
old
like,
version.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? So I put my date on like 2019 and some shit like that. And like the shit would just rock forever. So I just started fucking with beats and doing shit on that tip.
Remember on OK Player when they used to ride on Ninth Wonder for
his activator hi hat.
Yeah.
Look, man.
They was like, yo, your drums are mad weak, nigga.
Bruh. Him, man, listen, I remember when who got because it would be worse when you would get mad in the lesson. If you were an artist and you got mad, and
you can't get mad in the lesson.
Oh, nigga. It's over.
Because
it's
the lesson
my
was
favorite
the
is Guru.
Discussion.
My favorite is Guru just getting.
Oh, Guru came
on? When Guru came on to talk about. Guru wanted to claim the daydreaming sample that.
Oh, Lupe and
that
Jill.
Lupe and Jill did. It was an ethering sunning of like nothing I've ever seen before in life. But
look, man. Yeah.
Can we make a list of people who got sunned on OK Player? So there was Guru, Quali,
Melly Mel,
Omas,
Flo Brown,
was it Omas or Shafiq that got?
I from feel Samba. Like no, you know what? I don't think that doesn't sound like Omas. It might have been.
It might have been Taz.
Because Taz tried to come back with some like.
I'm from
South Central.
Like basically, if you were a celebrity and you got on OK Player and posted, you made a mistake.
Remember when Common was dating Erykah Badu and that picture came out with him with the extra medium sweater came on?
Man, listen.
Woo. Yo, Erykah, I said this shit. I was like, yo, Erykah is the opposite. She got the opposite Kardashian effect. You feel me? Like, you fuck with Erykah, you get extra woke. You know what I mean?
I remember Common hopped out there. He was like, electric, hustle, flower. Everything was like, nigga, you serious?
My nigga, are you
wearing crappy sweatpants?
There's an entire group named after that song.
You feel me? Right. Yo, the shit was this. Like, I remember seeing Common with the, you know what I'm saying, the baggy, like, you know what I'm saying?
The sweater vest?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yo, one of my homegirls actually made that joint.
He flipped it, and then he started wearing the Nick caps, and are your eyes still green, girl? You know what I'm saying? All that shit.
The
I was
showing
like,
flash guards and shit.
Yeah,
but we laughing at him. He's like, yo, these Microsoft checks clear, though.
Yeah.
Don't you know,
these, what is it? Now you see me, now you don't?
Did you know we didn't have Zunes in Africa?
We barely had Zunes in America.
Shout out to him, though. He was doing it when he did that basketball movie with Queen Latifah.
Just right.
I'm like, this nigga cool.
I watched that. Both of y'all knew
that. It's like the worst sex in your all of the comic. Wow. You already know you, my brother, love you. But yeah, that is like
the
most awkward sex.
Yes, it is.
Like,
I was
like, nothing
more
nothing
awkward
than
Brooklyn Babylon.
Oh, shit.
No, I was just like the same record. I am remaking Brooklyn Babylon with Yes Jules.
I saw Brooklyn Babylon when it first came out or whatever on DVD or whatever. Duh. Home Video 98, whatever the fuck it was.
Right.
And the fuck?
for our listeners, Brooklyn Babylon was an independent movie.
I'm away live from the 215. Got the specific girl on my job. I was like, I can rock with this, but
Brooklyn Babylon was a movie in which Black Thought of the Roots stars in an interracial relationship with this Jewish girl.
A Hasidic Jewish girl.
No, wait, yeah, hardcore, right?
Hardcore.
Yeah.
Okay.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
Every week, we'll pick a new song from the list and talk about their placement on the revamped 2021 list.
We'll also have guests join us, ranging from the artists themselves to the producers, or simply other writers like ourselves who voted on them.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside and Britney Spears' Baby One More Time.
There's so many fascinating stories that have been forgotten, like Midnight Train to Georgia starting with a phone call to Farrah Fawcett, or how the Yeah Yeah Yeahs inspired Kelly Clarkson's banger Since You've Been Gone and Beyoncé's Hold Up. Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm a newbie to Marvel talk, okay?
Right.
Okay. Shit. For me to thoroughly enjoy Endgame.
Yes.
Do you need to watch all
what
of them?
What should I have watched ahead of time?
Have you watched?
You should have watched everything and then read every fucking comic book because everything is. It's
watch the first of everything. Watch the first Thor. Watch the first.
Just watch Spider-Man. The last event.
I gotta watch the first Thor. Yeah.
Nah, you don't. First, you do not.
What else do I gotta watch?
I never saw the first Thor.
Don't worry about Ragnarok.
Ragnarok was good, but it's not necessary.
Fraggle Rock.
The second one was whatever.
Just watch
the Dark World.
Go go on Wembley, bro. Where Thanos throws his daughter off the edge on some. Fuck them kids shit.
And got and watch maybe the first Guardians. The first Guardians.
For sure.
You gotta watch the first Guardians. That shit was lit.
I saw Guardians of the Galaxy.
I thought that was stupid, but
season 2 and 3 of The Sopranos. Sex in the City.
Wait, seriously.
All season 4 of The
Season 1 of The Sinbad Show.
With the Greek.
Because, okay, I've watched. I feel like I watched all the wrong Marvel joints.
Skip Rashida. Season 3 of Hanging with Mr. Cooper.
I saw Black Panther.
Okay, yeah.
In the house.
I saw Ant-Man
is, it's not necessary, but it's fun.
Episode 3 of Meth and Red.
I've seen both of those two. Uh-huh. I've saw,
the season finale of Homeboys in Outer Space.
Who's,
you have to watch
Alanis Morissette's ex-boyfriend?
The Secret Diary of Desmond Pfeiffer?
I don't really think you need
Full House?
Like, it's
Deadpool.
The Secret Diary of Desmond Pfeiffer?
Deadpool has nothing to do with it.
I watched Deadpool.
Got nothing to do with it. It's like a whole
other. Yeah, Deadpool's a whole other thing.
All right,
so I gotta watch Thor and what else?
Captain America. Nigga, that damn. The first one was like, all right. They got them Winter Soldier and Civil War, nigga.
Yeah,
that's what I was thinking
smoke.
Of. Civil War, that's the
Civil
one.
War. Yeah. Smoke.
But
nigga.
If I'm trying to see it cold, will I?
Yeah, like, you know what? Because you're not retarded.
I'm trying to think of the last superhero thing. Movie I watched.
But no, you can in context clues, you'd be able to figure it out. I have not seen any other Avenger movie before than the one before this. And right away, I figured you get it.
It's like Avengers 1 was like hard. That one was dope. 2 was, Ultron was like cool.
It depends on like how smart you are when you watch movies. Because like my boy went on Facebook and was like, yo, fam, I just watched Us for the second time.
Fantastic.
Like,
they got
one glove because of the Michael Jackson t-shirt. And I was like, you had to see it 2 times to get that? So like if you're not that person, like you'd be all right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Also, the rappers were in the
Lethal Weapon
1-4.
Yeah,
I'm trying to think of the last superhero movie I watched. And I want to say it was Dark Knight Rises.
Dark
Knight Rises was probably the best one. Like I thought the third one with Bane, I thought that one was kind of weak. I wasn't really fucking with that one. But Dark Knight Rises was hard. That shit was hard as fuck. Oh no, Dark Knight. That was the Dark Knight, the second one. Yeah, that one was hard.
Rises I watched the first Spider-Man trilogy recently, and I was like, oh shit.
Yeah, the first Spider-Man trilogy was good with Tobey Maguire, right?
Yeah.
I still gotta see
where
them.
The fuck he go?
The best, the last, what? The latest superhero movie I saw that was really popping, probably Green Book.
There was a version I saw on Showtime that was really fucking hilarious.
Has anyone actually seen Green Book?
I saw it. I got it.
That's just hilarious, my nigga.
Screen again,
out here, nigga.
That's just
screeners. You're like, I don't even. Like, I'm posting.
I was like, yo, are they making a new racial slurs?
This was the whitest batch of screeners ever in the years since I've been inside.
Boy, it was shit.
Whenever I see motherfucking white people with powdered wigs on, I'm like, nigga, this ain't for me.
Is this the movie where the white kids on drugs or the white kids gay and the family finds out? Which one is it?
I don't know.
Wait, what movie? 5 of them.
Nigga, all of them. It's the one.
Boy Interrupted, Girl Interrupted, Town Interrupted. It's all the same shit.
Yeah, it's the one that Julia Roberts got a one with Ben is back, where she like her kid is his own joint.
And the fucked up shit is too, they send you the screener, but then they send you the fucking whole ass manuscript. I'm like, nigga, I'm not reading this shit. I'm not
reading this shit.
Fuck out of here.
You can send me the Star Is Born manuscript. I was like, it's a musical.
Yeah. All right, so we have.
We're like 17 all hours right, deep. We're
right,
good.
All right, we just got. And like I feel like White Snake over here destroying the stage. Right. Here I go again.
Oh, what? You mean Motley Crue?
Motley Crue.
White
Snake.
No, that was White Snake.
Did you fuck with White Snake?
I fucked with the dirt.
I haven't seen it yet.
Here's the thing. Watch if we gonna be 100, your boy, the book, Machine Gun Kelly.
Yes.
He bought
it. Yo, I got his, he got
the
my respect.
The fact that he took 3 hours every day to put on that makeup.
All them tattoos and shit.
I respect the shit.
He got
that
my respect.
Shit was awesome.
He
that
did what?
Was
Tommy
fantastic.
Lee? He was Tommy Lee? He was dog.
He was
like,
Tommy
he
Lee. And good.
In front.
And real great.
Also, I enjoy that Machine Gun Kelly is going against Eminem with their little beef, whatever. Because I don't want to make it hot. Only one of our podcast episodes has ever been removed, and it was the one episode that we were going a little hard on Eminem's last album. So it made a call. Our podcast got pulled
off on iTunes. Whole nine.
You know what? Because they found they was like, no, this is not like. You guys are using too much of the music.
They found.
Were like, we're doing a review though, but it was like.
You couldn't use fair use for that.
This shit sucks. And they were like, I got it.
Played that Moby Dick song on the Babyface episode, and we Moby Dick.
Wait.
We played the.
Y'all got
we
mad at Moby Dick?
When we played this version of Shoot 'Em Up movies for Babyface,
by No Limit.
Oh,
Moby
we
Dick.
Have to take
yes,
it off.
I know.
Yeah. Who made one of the greatest songs that goes pop? Pop
goes my nine, goes my nine.
Gerald Levert, nigga.
Yeah. What I think about the time.
So,
oh my God.
Wait a minute. We had to take that off the episode?
I can't remember if we took it completely off. I think we may have like muted some people.
Why?
Because what was the word they used?
Skewering?
Or? We were
defaming.
Talking, defaming an artist.
An artist.
No, and I was like, Moby Dick has not made a record in like 20 years. He's not going to give a shit about
it. Moby Dick defamed that song.
Yeah, I always feel like somebody's watching me. Yeah, the fans is watching me. I was like, y'all didn't even like try to make that difference.
How do y'all know this motherfucker's whole history?
Nigga, he was with
Can
No
I explain
Limit,
to you?
Bro.
At like, one point, No Limit was so
you
popular.
Could, they
in
could,
New
you
York.
Brought the
not.
Records. I
no,
seen the covers.
You didn't,
have to buy the
they
records
were
to know them.
Everywhere. When Cameron bought Master P 2 Harlem and they did Bout It Part 3. Yeah. That was wild. There was a Mac. What was it? Slim Soldier.
Slim Soldier.
X. All that. That was so big in New York at one time. Like we were fucking with No Limit.
I was in college when that shit was popping. Mm-hmm. So basically,
make crack to this.
Nigga, the Ghetto D album. That's what made me a fan. That's what sold me.
I was like, wait, is he doing a. Is this a TED talk about making crack?
It's 1 gram of soda every 7 grams of coke. I was like, why do I know the. The measurements.
Because you read that article in the source.
Shout out to Mercedes with the only album I didn't buy for music. I bought it for the cover.
Mercedes Rear End.
Rear End.
That shit was in the source every day.
Every day. They were like this album out for 3 years.
You're a true hip hop.
Speaking of No Limit, like isn't there some university has a collection of all the Pen and Pixel art
covers? Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Big Bear doing things?
Yes, Big Bear doing things. And
I've
all
never
that
heard
shit.
That album.
I've never heard it either.
Google it. It's literally him smoking cigars with two bears.
Yes. No, we know the cover. We just never listened to it.
Yo, who was the motherfucker that like ate somebody? Big Lurch or something like that?
Big Lurch. Yeah. He was on PCP.
Yeah, bro.
He ate someone?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I was like, I'm not fucking with this shit at all. Yeah. And I thought that shit was major in Philly. Like, I thought I was, like, crazy, like, because my
cannibalism?
PCP?
No,
PCP.
Smoking Angel Dust. Because every YouTube clip that I ever seen, the famous, like, he needs some milk. That was, like, straight in, like, North Philly.
Right, right now, I'll say that we are definitely the Fishtown. Way up Kensington is now
the
heroin / opioids slat, like it's like 2006 all over again.
I did a job in Harrison, New Jersey for this company called Camp Trucking, which was basically like a bunch of rich kids would have their bags delivered to whatever camp they was going to.
Okay.
But it had to go through like this warehouse type of situation. So it was me and like just random goons from all over the place, and I ended up macking with these two dudes from Philly or whatever, because they wrote graffiti. And I was like, oh shit, you write too? I was like, yo, let's go out at night. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I got weed. Like, we can smoke or we can drink, whatever. We go bombing. I'm a New York nigga, so I go out and I'm doing my outline. I fill the shit in, boom, 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 boom. These niggas are doing tags that are like 30, like, I'm like, yo, you're not going to fill
like, they're
that
not
in?
Scared of the cops coming.
Yeah, like, yo, and climbing billboards and shit just to catch a tag. I'm like, fam, you did all of that for a tag? And they like, yeah, bro. It's like, it's different in Philly. Like, the whole culture, like, the graffiti culture is like, wow. Like, to me, it's like, yo, I want to study this shit. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, my man Espo put me on.
Yeah, Espo.
Right? Yeah, that's my guy. Shout out to Steve. You know what I'm saying? Like, yep. he's a legend in the game in Philly. You know what I'm saying? So he put me on to a bunch of dudes. And that's, like, all the graffiti shit that I ever did in my life was, like, I never paid for shit. That's, like, commandment number one of being a graffiti writer is, like, yo, never buy your paint. Never buy your jackets.
For real?
Never buy your shit. Boots,
so they like, can't trace you.
Yeah, yeah, you know what I'm saying? And it's also, like, it's like, you
know, I didn't know that.
You know how they talk about, like, the five elements of hip-hop? Like, there's elements of, like, graffiti where it's, like, yo, you boost everything. You know what I'm saying? Like, that shit is like a lifestyle.
Oh, don't buy it so they don't. Now I get it. Okay.
You feel me?
You know, like, it's like a bottle of bleach and some rope.
You mean?
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I was
going to
say.
Wow. This season of Empire.
Wow. I said this shit in the interview, and motherfuckers was like, yo, chill, you talking crazy. I'm like, yo, what's the statute of limitations on fucking boosting, man? Like, for real. This shit was like 15 years
ago. What I love is there's definitely someone in NYPD that's waiting for us to, like, just say some crime.
Do the hip hop cops still exist?
Shout out to Derek.
New York. Yeah,
shout out to Derek Johnson, who started the hip hop cops. That's the homie. And it started as actually a good thing.
Wait, are Derek Johnson?
No, not defunct.
I was like, wait, I created the feds too?
Shout out to defunct. Shout out to his daughter Celine. She's beautiful. No, Derek Johnson was a cop on NYPD who created the hip hop cops to protect rappers. Because he knew rappers were getting robbed and extorted by other rappers. I don't want to say anything black hand. You know what I'm saying? So basically, and then he created all these binders and these dossiers, and he would tell NYPD, this rapper has beef with this rapper. Don't allow them to be in the same venue at the same time. Da, 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 da. NYPD was like, oh, thank you. Yoink. Wow. Took it from him. Recreated the whole thing. He left NYPD. Created his own private protection unit. He does security for celebrities now. But the hip-hop cops ran with that. And then they flipped it. And now they just use it to catch. They know when people are coming to town. They know gang affiliations. They know little beefs and stuff. So shout out to
I was there when, I mean, right after Smurder did the Fallon episode. Mm-hmm. He went right to jail.
They
immediately.
They were down there waiting for him, like, swoop. I feel like this episode, or these two episodes,
straight up.
Could be three episodes in a half hour. This will be declared by OK Player the greatest episode ever.
Of all time, nigga.
This is real hip hop.
Only because we acknowledge them in this episode.
I'm about to say, this is the reunion.
Yeah.
Shout out to my nigga Stacey Adams.
Stacey Adams.
My nigga Stacey Adams.
I'm not going to start shouting out niggas because people going to get mad.
It was like Operation something.
Linda Carter.
Did I miss anybody in my homegrown shout outs when I gave all the OK Player shout outs? Was there someone salty on the boards? Like,
I don't think so. I don't think so.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
Every week, we'll pick a new song from the list and talk about their placement on the revamped 2021 list.
We'll also have guests join us, ranging from the artists themselves to the producers, or simply other writers like ourselves who voted on them.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern-day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside and Britney Spears' Baby One More Time.
There's so many fascinating stories that have been forgotten, like Midnight Train to Georgia starting with a phone call to Farrah Fawcett, or how the Yeah Yeah Yeahs inspired Kelly Clarkson's banger Since You've Been Gone and Beyoncé's Hold Up. Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce.
Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What was the first ground-shaking moment of OK Player where you realized this shit might be a cult?
Cancer pussy.
Mr. Garvey.
Mr. Garvey.
Remember Mr. Garvey? He was like, yo, fam, I just lost my legs.
Oh! Wait, what?
Everyone's like, what? And so the whole time we're just talking. He's like, nah,
that's
I work
like
on
some
a,
old shit.
He's like, I work on a loading dock. Like, a truck came back too fast and I lost my limbs and I had to get them amputated. And this what is before you could, like, before you could upload a photo.
He just said it all casual?
I mean, and he was like, you guys want me to be like.
And people didn't understand the power of Google back then.
Yeah. And people were just, we were just like, you seem very calm if you lost your legs. He's like, if you lost your legs, like, what are you excited for? Like, the shit is gone. I was like, that is fair.
And man's got a point.
That is fair.
You got
and
no
people
legs,
were like asking questions.
Name.
They was like,
I have no legs.
They was like, there's no way you lost your legs. And like, he was
changing his name to Lieutenant Dan.
He was like, yeah, I lost my legs and shit.
And he eventually showed a photo?
No, he never showed up. It was before. There was no option to
put
a photo.
Yeah.
This
is like before. Because when photos came, that's when it really just.
It went out of control.
I remember it was one thread, and I was like, when I saw it, because it started as a joke, and then I saw niggas really started doing it. When niggas was like, we gonna show our dick prints in Detroit.
Yeah.
What?
I said no. I was like, I'm done. Yo, that was my reaction. Just like Mirror, I said, you niggas are short. Y'all are y'all are gainfully employed people at your 9 to 5, pulling your dockers up to show your goddamn dick. I said, man, I'm done.
Someone got a baby on there off of that. So,
you remember the conference calls?
Oh, I remember the conference calls.
I never went that far in the conference. I think I might jump on one.
Nah,
I was on the low.
Who knew that OK Player?
Remember at the New York
bullshit.
City read,
like
a certain somebody took the Wild Gang Google shit in someone's bathroom and lit up the whole floor? And then they couldn't have the Wild Threesome in the room afterwards?
Yo, you talking about,
there was an OK Threesome?
Oh, it was a failed threesome. It was one that was the one you talking about. I know one you talking about, but it was another one that went down. One went down in the back of a cab.
Yeah,
you missed out on so much shit.
Fam, you don't even know.
Like, you missed out the spreadsheet.
I feel like you, fam. I'm like, yo,
the spreadsheet.
I remember the spreadsheet. Hello. Like, who did what to who? What?
Shit got bad.
She got very bad. Like, got to the point you was just pulling off my chicks like, yo, I seen the spreadsheet.
What was on the spreadsheet? The spreadsheet was basically a list of people's usernames and who they'd smash and who, you know.
And ratings of how the smash was. Yeah. It was like SportsCenter.
Yeah,
it was.
LeBron went for a triple double tonight.
And then, it was the whole facts, nigga.
And that came with Last Laugh, right?
That came before Last Laugh.
That was before Last Laugh.
Last Laugh was JPEGs, a text file with the lyrics, the MP3 of the music.
There was a fucking song.
It was a jam.
A guy made a song about all the women he fucked on OK Player.
Yeah.
And the song kind of popped.
And released all the pictures to go with the song.
Here's the thing. Because he rhymed over computer love, right?
I would just like to tell anybody.
Last
Laugh dropped right after Gmail just came out. If someone forwarded it to you in your Gmail, you still have it.
Was it?
Shit. I checked
somebody
the other day.
Somebody sent it to me in my actual inbox.
Yeah,
I think somebody put it up like on Z-Share or some dumb shit.
Was this before or after the incident of somebody getting left behind for the Detroit?
Yeah, no, this was after the says niggas and leaves niggas.
Somebody, even this is super in. I know.
So there was a reunion.
There's probably like 15 people that are going to understand this shit right now.
You made the shit. I'm over here looking at you like,
no. But let me. What you're saying is important because that was the biggest problem with OK Player is that nobody realized what the fuck was going on the boards. Mm-hmm. Like
it was Reddit. It was Facebook.
It was Reddit. It was Facebook. It was Twitter. It was everything before. Like,
and there was no governing body. Like, there was no governing bodies. Nothing. It was the Wild Wild West.
It was the Wild Wild West. But it was also fucking a breeding ground for fucking creative talent.
Yeah. Everyone that's been on the site, like me, you got Trace, you got people that went on the Blackish and stuff.
Yeah, foreign exchange, little brother. And let me say this, and I'll say this just right quick, bro. I want to tell you this, because this is our first time, like, meeting face-to-face. Yeah. Bro, I'm so
fucking proud of
you, man. Yeah. Dead ass. Like, I mean, you know, but just straight.
In real meat space,
bro, like, from the time, I remember reading your shit, like, this, like, 99, 2000, so, you know what I'm saying? And I just remember reading your shit, and I'd be like, yo, this motherfucker is too talented.
Yeah.
He's going somewhere else. I'm like, he killing this shit, but I'm like, yo.
The one thing I want to say about Desus is how you see Desus on television and on the internet is how I've always known Desus, and I've known you for like 15, almost 20 years now. Like, yeah, you are who you present yourself to be in public.
No. And shout out to OK Player because that just owned it.
Now that was a breeding ground. Yeah.
That was the training ground.
Because it was like New York High School was like roast or be roast, but this was a whole nother level.
Nigga, if you put up a post, if you put up a post and you go to lunch or whatever, you come back and you see the view wall, you like,
no time.
Like, you know what it is. Like, I don't think people are really gonna understand the importance of what that fucking site did.
Amir, you have no idea what's going on right now.
And I don't think Amir
is no idea.
Amir doesn't know.
Mm-hmm. We have no idea what's going on.
It was pre social media.
Yeah, Amir doesn't know, you know, Dan and Jenny
Webmaster
and nothing.
Do you remember when Jose 3030 pranked us all? And he said, because at the time, there was a rumor going around.
30 TV.
Yes.
He was like the first
YouTuber. He was the first Pandora.
Yeah. He was the first. Instead of going out on Friday nights, I used to stay in my dorm room and listen to
3030
Radio.
Yep.
Because that motherfucker was playing Slum Village shit before that shit was long before that shit was out. Because
like this, so this is the thing. Like the message board culture, like there was a bunch. OK Player is a very important one.
Nigga, BGOL.
You know what I'm saying? fucking boxing.
Come on, now. God damn it, if we gonna talk about it, nigga. Come on, man.
Woo! Let's talk about damn, when niggas is paying for porn.
Listen. But let me be clear. No. Hold up, though.
Where is Stanford?
BGOL wasn't
Black Girl Online.
Nigga, BGOL used to have goddamn music programs, software.
Everything.
Nigga.
Wow, like, come on.
MIDI patches, everything.
Yeah, straight up.
MIDI patches?
Yes.
You could go there and be
what
like,
else
yo,
you need?
Yo, who got Archive 3 or 4 for Jamaican lesbians? And they'd be like, I got you, bro.
Who got the Pharrell drum pack?
Yo.
You know what I'm saying?
Dead ass. BGOL, you pay like little $10. Yep. Yeah. Little $10.
It was just a message board, but they have everything. And they'd be like, yo, do you want to see every video this girl ever made? I'm like, yeah.
Nigga, hey, the internet is a wild place.
Oh, God. That's right. Before we go, we've got listeners all over the country.
Yeah.
Tell them something about New York that they should know. Because I see you guys as the unofficial ambassadors for New York. Mm-hmm. Because I'm not from New York. I lived here for almost 20 years. And I watched the show and I feel like you guys like pretty much embody the spirit of the fucking city.
Yeah.
So what do people that don't live in New York need to know about? What do they need to know about New York?
If you're on a main strip in New York, in the outer boroughs, I'm not even gonna say like Manhattan, like Midtown, because that shit don't count. If you're in the outer boroughs and you're on the main strip, don't veer off into them side blocks. You know what I'm saying? Don't go down that side block, bro.
Yes.
If you're going down Fordham Road, don't go down Decatur. Don't go down Creston. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't do that. You know what I'm saying? Because you're asking for trouble. Yeah. Because there's going to be six motherfuckers standing in front of the building, and you are looking like a whole meal.
Yeah.
You
know what I'm saying? An entire snack.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yes. Don't do it to yourself.
I think for me is that when people say New York is the greatest city in the world, it sounds like hyperbole, and it's not true. But the experience you can have in New York is just so, like, even this show, like, just the stuff we talked about is just, there are certain experiences you can only have in New York because you have to have, New York is that bizarro place where kind of rules don't apply and people, social norms don't really apply. And New York is the type of place you can leave your house at 7 on a Friday and you don't come back home until
Monday. 7 on Monday.
On Monday if you get locked up.
Yeah, because it's a booking.
Right. You'll meet people you'll never run into again.
Yeah.
But for that night, you guys are bonded.
Best friends.
You are best friends.
Facts.
And
yo, I've got so many phone numbers in my phone from people I've met just like at one night at a club somewhere.
Yeah.
And I've never spoken to them again.
And that's the thing. Like, I've always, as a being born and raised in New York, like, you know, like, you moved here. So you knew what to expect. Like, popped up here. And I, like, never was like, yo, New York.
I didn't really know what to expect here because I moved here maybe, like, 5 or 6 months after 9/11. So shit was changing.
Shit was changing up really
It was
quickly.
A different New York. Mm-hmm. Very, you know, so.
But New York is a great place. It's just, like, you have to, you probably have your preconceived notions of it, but just remove those and allow yourself to experience New York. And what I'm saying is, like, our show is kind of an extension of New York. Like, you can watch that in the safety of your house. And it's like, if you can handle us in your living room, you could probably handle New York. If right. you're like, they talk too fast, they're too dirty, they're filthy. Yeah, yeah. This ain't the city.
Yeah,
city.
It is.
Because like, this city is just basically like 20 million of us.
Do you guys get pushback from Showtime for being like so New York centric?
No, not Showtime.
They were like, y'all want to put graffiti on the wall?
I'm not going to name the network, but one network was said that people in Iowa couldn't understand us.
Well, I can understand where they're coming from because.
Oh, can you? Because like the saying goes, as Iowa goes, so goes the nation.
I mean,
no one has ever said that. No one gives a shit about Iowa. Iowa is not a very popping place like that.
But you got to understand, like, Iowa is maybe, like, you know.
Just the representative of.
Well, not necessarily representative. They just may not. Every stuff that happens in New York doesn't get to reach the rest of the country until much later.
Right.
You know? So, you know, what's happening in New York may not hit Iowa until maybe, you know, 6 months, a year from now.
So why should New York be penalized for that?
I'm not saying New York should be penalized for
that. That's the thing. It's just like you can make different types of culture and different type of content for different type of people. Yeah. But the idea that there's a monolithic culture and everyone wants to listen to the same thing at the same time is a problem with a lot of networks and why they're not bringing new shows to the network. And shout out to Showtime for having the gravitas and the balls for even taking a chance and putting mad money behind us and being like, yo, just do y'all.
And even too, and, man,
no,
like...
Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was going to say, like, even if, you know, you're not... To me, just when I watch y'all stuff, to me, it's just more so a spirit that comes across.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's not even about... It's like... I mean, I'm a Southerner, you know what I'm saying? True, you know, whatever. But I still... All the references, all the shit, it's like... It's a lot of class shit. It's a lot of just, you know what I mean? And it's just like, okay, they call it a bodega, but we just called it, you know, we go to the candy lady or whatever.
Exactly.
Like, it's the same
and
shit.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you know what I mean? We had Michael Arsenal on the show. We were interviewing him. Shout out to him. That's a homie. And he was talking about, like, I'm talking about, like, Dominican food, and he's talking about Southern food. And he's talking about, yeah, we eat pig feet and this and that. And I was
but you
like,
call
oh.
it something
and
else.
I'm like, oh, yeah, you eat patica? Yeah, yeah, we eat that too.
I
you
think
know
the
what
best
saying?
Example of it, like, shout out to the homies, Carlos Miller, DC Fly.
Oh, Chico Young Fly, yeah, yeah.
They have 85 South, which is basically Jesus and Mero, the Southern version of it.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, yo, y'all should do a crossover. Y'all should do a crossover. And I'm like, yeah, that's a no-brainer because we all, like, we're making the same podcast. We're just using different words, but it's just like, the archetypes are the same. The storylines are the same.
Like you said, like hood. If you peel back that layer of like, yo, Bronx, it's like, it, shit is relatable. Like, it's class shit. Like,
the hood is the hood. Is the hood
nigga, everywhere.
You
everywhere.
And you could be in the hood in Bosnia, and the shit is still the hood.
You feel me?
And I think that's what people relate to with us. And it's just like, if you can, like, you know, like you might come in like, oh, I don't like New York niggas. Like,
it's like that scene in Belly. Like that scene in Belly where
yeah, we go to
with the perm and
yeah,
shit. I don't like that shit.
I don't like that shit.
Where were they? What was that? Missouri?
They
was like
he was in still sticking Nebraska.
Yeah.
What you thought about it, fool?
Exactly. You feel me? But they in Nebraska, but they still
it's the
it's
same
still,
shit.
It's the same shit. You still in the hood.
And that's our whole thing. We're like from New York, but we're never trying to force New York on people.
Yeah.
Like our whole shit is like, yo, we're two guys from we're not like, yo, here's the New York report. Yo, Tim's are on sale. Like, nah. It's like,
leather fit is 2 for $10.
Right.
Yo, Pelly Pelly's 100-pound leather jackets on sale now for
it's
the
like,
summer.
You know, we just say the news. We say whatever we're talking about. And every now and then we'll get like an email or a DM from somebody like, yo, I didn't, at the beginning you guys talk too fast. I didn't get all the references. But I stuck through it. I figured out your speech patterns and I love this show.
Yo, it's the same thing. It's the same thing that David Simon got with The Wire.
Yeah.
For Baltimore, where it's just one of those shows where you just got to just jump in. It doesn't, it just puts you dead in the middle of it. And you figure out, if you stick with it, you figure out what it is. It's like, oh, okay, that's what it is. And you get it.
It reminds me of Outkast albums.
Yeah.
Because
growing
up in the Bronx, I was just
I know y'all was, shit was.
I was like, Southern what?
Nigga, we was on that shit.
And like Southern playlist to Cadillac Funky Music, I was like, yo, this shit is crazy. This, are they using live instruments? This shit is so good. And then like Aquemini and all that.
Yeah, yeah.
And I like growing up in, like I always tell people in the Bronx, I was like, yo, Outkast got some shit here. And like people were just like, them niggas from Atlanta, I can't fuck with them. They don't know about real shit.
Bro, when I was
and I'm like, yo, the hood in the Bronx and apparently the hood in Atlanta is the same shit. They're talking about the same shit. Mobb Deep is talking about the same shit. MOP is talking about this is a chance.
Fam, the Hot Boys came out, you know what I'm saying? BG, all, Juvenile, all of them. And I'm in high school in the Bronx in DeWitt Clinton High School, and niggas are bumping the Hot Boys. And niggas are bumping 400 Degrees.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? All that shit. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, yo, the hood is the hood, man.
So basically,
like,
what we're saying is nasty niggas is universal.
That's right. Universal, nigga. Listen.
You know what I'm saying? And that's today's mathematics.
And on that note,
hey!
Yo, Jesus, Mural, Unpaid Bill, Sugar Steve.
Yes, sir.
Boss Bill, Frontend,
my ear, you missed a classic, man. Oh, my ear.
Mama, I like Margaret, we missed it.
Oh, my God.
Please don't disown the fucking shit.
I'll see y'all next week.
Shout out to East Street, my pizza.
Questlove Supreme is a production of iHeartRadio. This classic episode was produced by the team at Pandora. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Ladies and gentlemen,
we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars, because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.